Okay, so I remember the other thing that you were talking about, which is queer cuteness. And I think I mentioned this a little bit, but it is something that continues to frustrate me, is like it seems like the only way that queer communities are able to be represented is as cute. So like when there is a vulnerability and a softness to them. And I have a big frustration with it because I often think that like it really misses the kind of, to me, the real heart of queer communities, which is friction and conflict and people who are extremely traumatized because the world is inhospitable to like our desires and our ways of living. Yeah, and so like that to me is kind of the heart of these things, as opposed to this like vulnerability, or ease or smoothness. And I keep on going back to this idea of the smooth, because I think the smooth, I don't want to like take the smooth is what I have a problem with, I think, where it's like presented as frictionless. And to me, it's like within the friction and resistance that, yeah, that there's like some potential to go the other direction. There's some potential to change things. There's some potential to expand. And I think that I'm also now thinking about your art and like your work, where your drawings all do have like a resistance and an edge to them, where they're not just like these purely cute gestures, but you use them to make these monsters. And I'm also thinking about like the potential, like I keep on thinking about fangs, like how real relationships is very, and real love is very fanged. And I think you have a drawing of like some cute creature with fangs. So I'm also kind of wondering how you see your work as creating some sort of friction or resistance to also being purely described as cute, or like maybe why you have some of those inclinations, if you do, or if you have like some conscious inclination about it.
I like what you say about resistances and the smoothness. The smoothness and the smooth surface of the cute. And I think that's like, I think that I put it in the commodified cuteness, this kind of stillness. Like you say, how capitalism like to kind of sustain certain staticity of things, and how cuteness has always this safe, is kind of this safety, kind of a yeah, portraying a certain safety that is actually has like a risk, has like it is dangerous at the end. Because it's numbing, it's alienated, it's a lot of things. And I think I kind of draw a line there, and like that's like a cuteness without resistances. It is a commodified cuteness, and I think there is something about this cuteness that is a bit like without any restrictions. What would that be like? Or like, and I think in the drawings, for example, I kind of, yeah, I play a bit with that, with this kind of like, you know, this because also there's this thing about like when you eat too much sugar and you feel like sick to the stomach, and I think that's kind of when you kind of maybe now that I think about it, it's a bit of a like an accelerationism cuteness, you know, like okay, let's put cuteness to the maximum level and see what happens. So maybe it's like there is a kind of an acceleration, the word in English is not coming, but you know what I mean. Yeah, there's kind of this accelerationism cuteness of like put it like to the top and like see what happens with that. But then also I think there is, not that I'm an accelerationism, but I'm just like thinking of that just the phrase that I was using was sounded like that. But there is some sort of like kind of a tool to open a door to something, and to something unexpected. And I think, yeah, cuteness could be this kind of door, because it's a language that is so familiar to us all. But it's definitely like, I'm on board with what you were saying about like the resistances, like what actually are the resistances of cuteness. But we know that commodified cuteness doesn't have any. I think not any commodity doesn't have any resistances. Like, we're kind of living in the sanus. But yeah, it's like this paradox thing where everything is smooth, but everything is hard at the same time. Because everything's so smooth and cute, and you are expected to go through this cuteness like without any mental health issue, without any health issue, you know, like you need to perform, because why are you struggling? Like, there's no, everything is there for you to consume it, to be productive, to be, you know, like to be a worker and stuff, all this all this kind of values of like, but also because I think that also maybe cuteness comes from this kind of primal thing, like there. But also, I'm remembering the video, your video with your nephew, and the image of the child, and how, and I think there is something about that commodified cuteness takes away from us as a tool, as a potential tool, this kind of playfulness cuteness, or like this like door to play, like a bridging tool, an empathy, there's a lot of things there that are happening. But yeah, I keep thinking of this video that you did with your nephew too, and how it connects with all what we were talking about too.